The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at his door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy snowy morning to everybody, and welcome back once again. I thought I'd talk to you this morning about our first reading from the book of Job, because Job is one of the classic texts of the whole Old Testament, and it's only one of two times that you ever get to hear from the book of Job on a Sunday, right? Job is the Old Testament's last word on the most perplexing, thorniest problem in all of religion or all of philosophy, namely the problem of innocent suffering. Now, suffering itself, that's not really so much of a problem so long as it's punishment for somebody who's guilty, right? Not so much of a problem. I mean, imagine a world in which the only people who died in car crashes or got cancer were tax cheats or pornographers or terrorists, right? Wouldn't be so terribly difficult to understand, but innocent suffering. Now, that's a hard one to explain, and it's the value of the book of Job. It's what it's all about. The great thing about Job is that Job speaks aloud the very things that we all say to ourselves in our heads, or maybe whisper to a close friend. Things like you heard in the first reading. Here's Job saying, you know, man's life on earth is a drudgery. Let's face it. You're like a slave that wants to go find the shade. Can't stay awake, tossing and turning all night. You know, I swear I'm never going to see happiness again. We've all thought that to ourselves, haven't we? Privacy of our minds. Best thing about Job, he says it out loud. And you know the best thing that Job says out loud? He directly asks God the one question we all wish we could ask God. Why do the innocent suffer? If I could somehow arrange for you like a one-hour meeting across a table with God the Almighty Father, how long do you think it would be before you started asking why innocent people suffer, right? Why children? Why innocent? Wouldn't be long. And Job, of course, his story, he's a perfectly innocent man. He's the stereotypical, upright, and just man who, in the course of just one day, suffers the loss of everything the people hold dear in life. His children die. All of his property is destroyed. He loses his health, covered with sores from head to toe. Loses his reputation. All of his friends, all of his neighbors, everybody turns on poor Job. All in one day. Now, Job's sufferings don't last forever. And when they come to an end, Job turns to Almighty God, and he's got some questions to ask, right? He wants an explanation. And he asks God, why do the innocent suffer? You know what God's answer was to Job, you remember? God didn't answer Job's question. Almighty God, rather, asked questions of Job and appeared to Job in a whirlwind. Said, "Hey, Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world, huh? Where were you when I said to the seas, 'Thus far shall you go and no farther'? Answer me if you have knowledge, Job. Have you ever commanded the sun to rise in the morning or shown the dawn its place? Hey, Job, I'm the playwright here, and you're a character in my story. I'm the author. You're just a line of text." In other words, "Hush now, child. You couldn't possibly understand." That's God's answer to Job. It's not a very satisfying answer, is it? No. No, it's not. In fact, it's an irritating answer. It seems like God is just dismissing Job's very reasonable questions, questions that we all want answers to. But you want to know the great message of the book of Job? It's that God answers in that way because he wants us to have peace. And God knows that the beginning of peace is learning humility in the face of a great mystery. That's the value of Job. Now, Job is not the Bible's last word on the question of innocent human suffering. It's not. What's the Bible's last word on the question of innocent human suffering? What is it? Death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, that's God's message. Okay, so understand, Job is not the finish line. Job's the starting block, and we need that starting block. You want to come to peace with God in a world in which innocent people suffer. Understand, the starting block is deep humility in the face of a great mystery. Nobody in the world can explain to you in words the reason for innocent human suffering. Can't be done. You got to figure that out on your own in the depths of your faith, in the tangle of your mind, and in the persistence of years. Nobody can just put this into words, or heck, they would have already done it, and it'd probably be a very popular bumper sticker, right? The answer, right? The big answer. But there is one thing that can be put into words, and it's this. If you want to find your peace with God, learn this from the book of Job. We have to learn to stop asking God questions and to start listening to the questions God has to ask of us. Everyone who's made their peace with God has somehow turned that corner. And here's what I mean by that. You go to pray. You got a lot on your mind. Don't you immediately start asking God questions. Effectively, you turn to God, you say, "Hey God, what are you all about? Because I got news for you. You don't make any sense." Happens all the time. You're the judge and God is on the defense, right? If you keep praying, now, and I mean you pray well, what you're going to discover is that God turns the tables on you. And you discover that God is the judge and we're on the defense. God is the one asking questions. You go to pray and you say, "Hey God, what are you all about?" And listen, now pray well and you'll hear this in the depths of your heart. God turns to you and says, "What am I all about? Explain to me this. What are you all about? What is it that you want out of this life? You want to help other people? Or do you just want other people to help you? What is it that you want? Do you want to do my will? Or are you trying to get me to just do your will? Explain yourself to me," God asks us if you pray well. He says, "Explain yourself to me. Do you want what's good? Do you want what's true? Do you want what's holy and good for others? Or do you just want what you want regardless of what's good and what's true? Answer me if you have knowledge. What do you want? Peace? Don't you realize this world isn't your home? And it's not ever gonna be. Forget which saint said it. This world makes a lousy home, but it makes a great gymnasium. What is it that you want? Happiness? Is that what you want? Haven't you yet learned that happiness is found not in what you get, but rather in what you give away? Is it love that you want? Is it love that you want? Learn that love is found when you walk towards suffering, not away from it. Love happens as a consequence of learning self-forgetfulness. And self-forgetfulness is only learned in the school of hard knocks. It was in deepest love that Jesus said to us, take up your cross now and follow me. A couple little lessons now from the book of Job. Humility is the starting blocks on the road to peace. Do you lack peace in your life? Do you lack peace? Because if you do, somewhere you're still asking God questions and you haven't yet learned to listen to the questions that God is asking you. Everyone has found their peace, has turned that corner. It's like we said in our psalm response. Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Are you brokenhearted? Do you want God to heal you? Take a lesson from the book of Job and listen, because God's questions are more helpful than man's answers, and lead to that place where true peace is found. Amen.